Don, I got here as soon as I could. What's going on?
Check out this setup, Yael.
A stove, an empty aluminum soda can, kitchen tongs, and a saucepan. Are you experimenting with a new recipe?
No, I'm experimenting with air pressure.
How?
First, I'll put a tablespoon of water in the soda can and a little cold water in the saucepan. Now, I'll heat the water in the soda can on the stove until it boils.
There's steam coming out of the can.
Good. Now watch. I'll pick up the can with the kitchen tongs like this and put it face down in the cold water in the pan. Ready?
Ready.
Here goes.
Wow, the can collapsed like it was being crushed by an invisible hand.
When the water in the can boiled, the water vapor pushed all the air out of the can. And when I flipped the can and put it in the pan, the cold water cooled the vapor, making it condense,
which left the can empty inside, allowing the pressure of the air outside the can to crush it.
Exactly. Normal air pressure is about 15 pounds per square inch. Since the can was about 3 inches high and 2 inches wide, the air pressure on it was 15 pounds per 6 inches, or 90 pounds of air pressure used to crush the can.
Very interesting. But why did you need me? All I did was ooh and ah.
Well, what's the point of doing a demonstration unless there's someone else to ooh and ah? So?
All right. Ooh, ah.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Ben Brabson in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.